Chazal's Nesivat Tshuva, in the middle of Perek Beis. We're Perek Yom HaKippur. So Maral quotes a Gemara in Yom HaPevav Amar Aleph. Maral says, Gemara says, Amar Bicham Bar Chanina, Gedola Tshuva Shmeviya Refuah La'olam. Tshuva is a healthy thing. Tshuva is a good thing. It's a great thing in that it brings Refuah to the entire world. Not just to the individual, we'll see, who does the tshuva, but the entire world is healed through the process of tshuva. Shneamar, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Shuvu banim shovavim, return, wayward children, troublesome children, erpa mishuvo seichem. That's the next two words in the Pasuk. So tshuva brings erpa, brings healing. Pasuk's actually the erpa, as it's spelled in the Pasuk, is with a hey. You have it printed with an aleph in front of you also? Yeah, I do too. Okay. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina Rami. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina contrasted the following two psukim, or to one pasuk, but two ideas within a pasuk. On the one hand, k'siv shuvu banim shovavim, demikara shovav matem, uksiv erpa mishuvo secha. What's his question? On the one hand, it says shuvu banim shovavim, demikara shovav matem. On the other hand, it says that I'll heal you. What's his question? The question is, when a person does an Avera, right, and now does tshuva, so do we say what happened was a total, it was a silliness, shovavim, it was mischievous, it was silly, it's not really who you are, and there's no trace of it. As opposed to what, if tshuva is a healing process, if a person has some type of illness, and the doctor performs a surgical procedure, and the person is then entirely healthy afterwards, it leaves a trace, it leaves a mark, it leaves a scar. He has a scar from the spot where he was healed. So Rabbi Chaim bar Chanina was wondering, on the one hand, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, the Pasuk makes it sound like what? That once you do tshuva, Hashem says, whatever happened, that was silliness. It's not even on the record. It leaves no trace, no mark of it. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, Erpa Mishuvo Seichem, which implies that tshuva is like healing a wound, and it leaves a scar. Answers the Gemara, Lo Kasha. Kan mi'ahava, kan mi'ira. Depends on the madrigo of tshuva. And it's such an important thing to think about. There are so many madrigos within tshuva. There's so many layers and levels that a person can constantly strive for and work on when it comes to tshuva. It's not like an all or nothing type of arrangement. You either have your averus erased or not. There's degrees to which an averus can be erased. There's degrees to which an averus can be turned into a mitzvah. There's many, many levels when it comes to tshuva. So the Gemara answers the question, if you can do the higher level tshuva, which is higher, Ava or Yira? Ava. If you can come to the level of tshuva me'ava, so that it's entirely erased, tshuva banu shavavim, Hashem looks back at it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can laugh about it as if it never happened. It's as if it was right, shavavim, it was narus, it was childish, it was shtus, it was nothingness. But if a person only achieves tshuva from a place of Yira, that he's not able to undo it entirely, and it leaves a mark. There's still a scar, still a trace. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Ami Rami. Another comparison within the Psukim. On the one hand, k'siv shuvu banim shovavim, erpa mishuvo seichem. Now we take the whole Pasuk. On the one hand, it tells us, in Yirmiyah Perek Gimel, Pasukhav Beis, do tshuva, mischievous ones, and I'll heal you from your nonsense, from your silliness. On the other hand, Uksiv, you have elsewhere in the third parak of Yirmiyah, Ki anochi ba'alti b'chem. I was like a master over you. So Rav Ossai, what's the question here? What's he comparing? One pasuk says shuvu banim shovavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to Klal Yisrael as children. The second pasuk in Yirmiyah, Ki anochi ba'alti b'chem, I was the ba'al, I was the master over you, makes it sound like we're talking about a person who's returning to Hashem as an eved to a master. So which one is it? Of course, again, it's both, but answers the Gemara, it's levels of tshuva, lokasha. Kan ma'ava umiyira. A person who does tshuva out of ava or out of yira achieves the level of being called a ben melech, being called Hashem's child. A person who only does tshuva, kana yide yisurin. A person who only does tshuva through yisurin, through suffering, when Hashem beats him up, that's like the relationship of the master to the servant. Okay, that's the Gemara. Yom HaPevav Amar Aleph. Yeah, Shimi, you have something to say? You look like you're...
No, I think last year I listened to one of your Shim from the Stola where you spoke about how Avinu
Malkeinu. Right, right. So we have a lot of, again, the same way that Tshuva has so many different nuances and levels and all sorts of expressions. So our relationship with Hashem has so many different expressions. Right? We relate to Hashem as Banu Hatam L'Hashem Elokeichem. We relate to Hashem as a Melech. We relate to Hashem as, that's all right. Ki Anu Avducha V'Ata V'Chulo. I have a million examples. We're the clay and you're the craftsman. We have a lot, and all of those are different aspects of relationship, which all together create the fullness of the spectrum of our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, there's Avinu, there's Malkeinu. Avinu is more of an access point to Tshuva than Malkeinu.
When you spoke about Yedidia, when you named...
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Right. We have a lot of, right, we have friendship. Hashem is our friend, Hashem is our father, Hashem is our king, Hashem is our master, we are his servant. Okay, so the answer is the Gemara. Again, let's just be clear about the Gemara's answer. If you do tshuva out of Ava or Yira, then what? Then you're a Ben Melech. Then you're a child of God. You've returned in the form of a child returning to one's parent. And if you do tshuva out of Nisurin, if you wait till Hashem beats you up in order to get you back on the path, so then you're not considered a Ben, you're considered an Evan. I'll tell you just a nice part that I said over yesterday at the Young Israel of Woodmere from the Tefer Shlomo of Verdams. Pasuk says Shir Hashirim is a great part, you know? Mashcheini acharecha narutza. Right, everyone knows the niggin, Mashcheini acharecha narutza. Mashcheini, it's a song in Shir, it's Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Mashcheini acharecha narutza. What does it mean? Mashcheini, Mashicha, drag me. Drag me after you, narutza, and then we'll come running. So the Tzvar Shlomo says, a Kenyan Mashicha, in halachic literature, in classic Talmudic literature, Talmudic language, in the language of Kinyanim, right, a Kenyan Mashicha come about in one of two ways. How do you perform a Kenyan Mashicha on an animal? So the Gemara says, well, you could strike the animal and it moves and it runs. That's one way that the Baal can take ownership over this animal. The other way is you could face the animal, you could call to the animal, and if the animal moves towards you, again, showing subservience to you, that's another form of a Kenyan Mashicha. Right? To make the Kenyan is not just enough to, I'm buying an animal off of Yonatan, it's not just enough to give him money, that doesn't actualize the Kenyan. I have to do one of the various Kenyanim. It's a large animal, I'm not going to pick it up. So I can do a Kenyan Mashicha. So I can strike the animal, and it can start running. I can call the animal, and it can start moving towards me. Says it to Tiferes Shlomo, Mashcheini acharecha narutzu. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashcheini. Do a Kenyan Mashicha on us. For a bonus, there's two types of Kenyan Mashicha. You can acquire us by beating us until we start running, until we get moving. Or Hashem, you can call us and we come and we respond to your voice in a much more loving way. So Tzvar Shlomo Radam said, Rebbe Hashem, we've had enough of the Kenyan Mashicha where you beat us up and through Yisurim we come back to you. We want to come back to your voice. Mashcheini acharecha narutza. It was a tefillah that he was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's really a choice that we make. Do I wait till Hashem beats me back into place, like a melech or like a master to an Eved? Or do I respond out of Abba, out of Yira, like a Ben returning to a father? Okay? Says the Ma'ara. Dal Licha. You should know very well. Ki ha-tshuva hi la'adam mitzad ki ha-adam nivra ba'aschalaso b'lochei. How does tshuva work? We've been grappling with this question. He's stated it, but Pambale openly several times now. How does tshuva work? What am I doing when I do tshuva, so to speak? Since a person, from his haschala, from his start, was created belochet, man was created clean, he was created pure, yashar, baruch atah b'vo'echa, baruch atah b'tzeisecha, like we just had, dvarim baruch avchaz, baruch atah b'vo'echa, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. What did Rashi say? Shetehei yitziyascha min ha'olam belochet, ki biyascha l'olam. The same way you come to this world clean, fresh, no sins, so until you leave this world, hopefully, with no sin, to try to give back your soul as pure as it can be. So says the Ma'aral, what is tshuva doing? Tshuva is bringing a person back to his starting point. Because we all started off great. Pasuk says, Hashem made man yashar. Vehein bikshu cheshbonos rabim. And we got involved in all sorts of crooked thinking and crooked behavior. And all sorts of calculations. Cheshbonos rabim. We got all messed up. You can also use that word rabim to be malam b'schus on Klal Yisrael. Because B'nai Yisasker says that rabim, he says it over in Parsha Shmos, but rabim is Rashi Tevos of the four exiles of Jewish history. What's the beis? I'll skip the reish for a second. What's beis? Bavel. What's yud? Yama. What's mem? Madai. We don't count Mitzrayim because Mitzrayim is super gullus. It's above all the gullus, the root of all gullus. So we don't count it. We talk about the four exiles. We talk about Bavel, right? Paras Umadai, Yavan, what's the Gauls that we're in now? Edom. But Edom is also called in Chazal Romi. Right? It goes back to Rome. Rome destroyed the second base of Mikdash. So Rabim is Rashi Tevos, what? Romi, Bavel, Yavan, Madai, the four exiles. It's B'nai Yisasharites. So you could say, Hashem, you made us Yashar. Behein Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim, we got involved in Rabim. Hashem, that's sort of an excuse for us. Hashem, you put us in so much exile. Of course we got all messed up. Of course we got all confused. That's the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin. When Rav Alexandria would finish davening, Shmona Esther, what would he say? He'd say, Hashem, you know I want to do what's right. I'm not a bad guy. But what? Two things get in the way. Seor Shebi Isa, the leaven in the dough, which means the Yetzirah in our hearts. And what? And Shibud Malchios. And the fact that Hashem, you put me amongst the Gentiles of the world, and they don't care very much for me. So of course I'm straying from you. That's our excuse. That's what we say to HaKadosh Baruch. But again, in truth, we were all created Yashar, and we were all created in purity. And therefore, like the Gemara says, again, like Rashi quotes in this past week's Parsha, Shintei Yitziyaschem and Olam Elochet. You came to this world without sin, and you should try to go back. Kibiyaschel. The same way you came without sin, you should be Yitziyah. You should leave this world in a pure way. So what is Tshuva? Tshuva is a return to our starting point. I'm able to shake off those sins, which are... Now, let's start thinking in Maharal's language. In Maharal's language, the start of something is the essence of something. Which means, as it unfolds, as it emerges, it's moving farther away from its essential self. Which means when a Jew does tshuva, how is he able to sort of shake off the sins and say, you know, that's not really me? The answer is because the starting point of you is the real you. The way that Hashem, so to speak, made you is the real you. The goal is to enhance the real you without redefining, without straying from the essential self. Okay, so says the Maharal. Again, ki atshuva hi la'adam mitzad ki adam nivra b'aschalasa b'lochi. Man came to this world in a very simple and pure way. And the avoda of tshuva is to return to that starting point. Kasher hu shav el Hashem yisbarach, az adam chozer el aschalasa. When a man returns to his starting point, right, that is tshuva. U'mibneze, re'uya tshuva lehevi refu la'olam. So now we understand the first part of the Maamar Chazal we started with. How is tshuva? How does tshuva bring refuah to the world? How does tshuva bring refuah to the world? We take it for granted, unfortunately, on those days that we're feeling well, that that's the standard and that's the norm. But the truth is that is the norm. That's how Hashem wants it to be. When a person is sick, we learned a little bit about this when we were learning the Maharal's Nesiva Torah a couple of years ago. Right? Sickness is by definition what? Moving away from the essential way things are supposed to be. Sickness is a perversion of a natural state. And therefore, how does tshuva bring refuah to the world? How does tshuva bring healing to the world? Because if tshuva is, again, is a return to one's natural state, and refuah, illness, is when the body's not functioning in the way that it's meant to function, that Hashem would ideally like it to function. So therefore, when a person does tshuva, memela, he's doing refuah. He's involved in the process of refuah. Ki refuah gamkein shushav lios kabitchila. Maharal says an amazing thing in the Chedushi Agados in Bava Basra. Listen to this. You ever read that Gemara in Bava Basra Tazayin? It says that Avram had a stone that he would wear around his neck, and when people would look at it, it would heal. You ever hear this Gemara? The Gemara says, "Evan tova ha'isa tzluya b'tzavar shel Avram Avinu," that anyone who was sick would stare at this stone on Avram's neck, and they would be healed. So, new chaver, tell me what the Maharal is going to say in the Chazusha Agadas. Why did Avram with his stone have the ability to heal? Don't focus on the stone. Focus on why it was Avram. Because Avram's a haschala. Because Avram's a haschala. Avram was the beginning, right, of Kali Yisrael. Avram was the beginning of monotheism. Avram was the beginning of everything good that would come afterwards. So therefore, Avram had a koach of refuah. Because again, what is refuah? Refuah is a return to a wholesome state, to a natural state, to the way something's supposed to be. And therefore, Avram had this unique ability, says the Maharal, Bava Basra, explaining to the Maharal, Bava Basra, Avram had this ability to heal. Yeah?
How do we balance that with kol haschalos kashos?
How do you balance it out with kol haschalos kashos? Interesting. Not sure.
That's like the most natural thing. Shouldn't it be easy?
I mean, we have to go back to that part we said in the first Shem Yishmuel Shir. From the Rebbe of Zavlin, quoted by the Yisod Bracha from Majitz in Parshas Bamidbar, that says what? That kol haschalos kashos. The haschalos has to be kasher, has to be firm. has to be strong. So if you go with that interpretation, which is a beautiful pshat, that the foundation is the strength of the thing, that's beautiful, works perfect. But the normal way we understand the pshuto shall maimer chazal kol eschal eskashos, that the beginning is difficult. That's a good question. If the beginning is the most natural, organic state of something before it strays, so why are kol eschal eskashos? I'm not sure. Anyone? It's a good question. The eschala should be betachas hapshitos, as he's going to say. Tshuva is returned to that simplicity, that wholesomeness. Kol eschal eskashos sounds like something hasn't really been defined yet.
Maybe aschalos in this term is like talking about trying to return to where you like.
Kol eschalos. It's a nice drash also, but it's not. Shemi's asking on pashut. That's a good pshat. I like that. Kol eschalos. Return. Kol eschalos. Kashos. Getting back to your aschala. Once you've stepped off the road, once you've strayed, is not so pashut. But again, the pashut pshat of the Maimar Chazal, right? The way that Rashi brings it from the Mechilta in Chumash, kol eschalos kashos means at the beginning of something, it's hard. It's difficult. I'm not sure. It's a good question. You have to think about it. Okay? So just like tshuva brings a person back to its starting point, refuah brings something back to its starting point. Good? V'ka'asher, b'nei adam osim tshuva, v'chozrim el haschalasam, ha'olam gam kin chozer el haschalaso letakin kol kilkul shuhu ba'olam. I love this line. And it just reminds us of a Rambam. It reminds us that when we do tshuva, it's not just about ourselves. When a Jew undergoes the tshuva process and he heals himself, memela he heals the world. The spirit of tshuva in the world brings healing to the world, because it brings the world back to its shorish. Everything that went wrong with the world is because of chay. So when a Jew is in a state of return, he's memela, he's healing everything around him. What I like about this mimer, the way the Maharal is describing it here, again, it reminds you of that Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, which is really a Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, that a Jew should see the world as 50-50, and your next move is going to tip the scales of the entire world. A, because you yourself are the entire world. You're an Olam Katan. Bishvili Nivra HaOlam. Right? Like we're going to learn in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, that I am a miniature universe, and therefore my every move can tip the scales. But again, just to realize that everything that we do is tied into the entire Bria is a very chashuv thing. So therefore, when a Jew is returning himself, when a man is being healed, the world, Mimele, is being healed. U'lefichach amar gedolet tshuva shemeviya refuah la'olam, kasher ha'olam istabik b'aschalasam. You're bringing the world back to its simplistic shoresh, before, all the way back, halavai, all the way back to the time that Adam and Chava made that first, those first cheshbonos, which caused the world tremendous hardship. Okay, what was the next part of the Maimar Chazal? Gemara said, v'amar k'siv shuvu banim shovavim. On the one hand, the pasuk says, "Shuvu b'adam shovavim demashma meikara klomar demiyad shusha v'yeshal refuah." Shuvu b'adam shovavim sounds like, "Come back to me, you silly children, and we'll pretend like none of this ever happened." Like we said earlier, it doesn't. You don't need a separate healing process. The second you come back, it's whatever damage was done has already been corrected, and there's no trace of it. V'kach siv shuvu b'adam shovavim. On the other hand, k'siv erpa mishuvo seichem shetzrichim refuah. So which is it? Is it just stop acting silly and everything will be fine? Or stop acting silly and climb up on the surgical table so I can fix you? That's a big difference. So answer the Gemara, it depends. If it's ava, if it's yira. See, if it's ava, we can just laugh it off. If a person did something ridiculous and then he does tshuva, me'ava, right, so everyone's in such a good mood, we can pretend nothing ever happened. If a person does tshuva me'yira, then the parents still have to deal with this child. They have to reckon with his behavior. I mean, that's a simple shot in the Gemara. Matari ta al yidei ava ki misha shav el Hashem yisbarach ba'at me'ava bevadei tekef umiyad sheshav yesh lo refuah. Maral doesn't explain it yet, but when a person does shuva me'ava, the refuah is built into it. You don't need to have a surgical procedure performed on you afterwards. Why? Ki mitzad ha'ava yesh kan tshuva gemura. When a person does tshuva me'ava, that's tshuva gemura. Why? Chaver, tell me why. Why is tshuva out of love tshuva gemura? Let's just read the next line. And then I want you to tell me why. V'imshav mitzad hayira, person does tshuva out of fear, whether it's fear of punishment, right? Or maybe even if it's out of fear of God, which is sometimes could be even higher than Ahava. Ein kan tshuva gemur. V'tzarach refuah min Hashem yisparach. Then the person needs to have a healing procedure performed on him, and it'll leave a trace, it'll leave a scar. Why is it? Why does tshuva me'ava achieve tshuva gemura? And tshuva me'ira requires additional tikkun after it. It requires a healing process. Why? Yeah? Rabbi Avi, let's hear it.
When you do tshuva out of fear, fear is always like after the fact, like after you do something, that's when you start, like, that's when you start to feel the fear. Whereas if you do tshuva me'ahava, that love is always going to be there. Even before you do the sin, having that like sense of love is going to prevent you from doing it. And therefore, like, tshuva gemura is sort of, you know, when you're back in that situation, you don't do it.
Okay, I like that. I mean, Tshuva Me'ira is just a response to, meaning, I'm really responding to what I did, my problem, right, more than where I was supposed to be. Tshuva Me'ava, you're saying, is the love, is the relationship that was supposed to be there from the beginning. So when I come back to Ava, I'm recognizing the other individuals. Tshuva Me'ira is, I did something wrong, and now I'm embarrassed because of this action, and I want to do something to fix this action. But it's not so much necessarily about getting back to my connection to the one who I've wronged. We're getting back to the relationship with Hashem. Nur, John?
It's kind of like two different paradigms. Like one, out of fear, you feel like have to, because there are ramifications, and the other is more like, I really want to.
Okay, so it's have to versus want to, yeah?
Similar, but like, but Yira is more of you're afraid of the punishment, not necessarily about the act you did, rather than obvious.
Right, I don't even, meaning it's not
bad.
Right,
what you did.
Right. So I'm not even addressing the. Let's see, going even further, what Avi said. I'm not even addressing really the act. I'm so far removed from the one who I wronged, and I'm not even. It's not even so much about what I did wrong. It's that I'm fearful of what's going to happen to me because of what I did and to who I maybe did it to. But without really the hakara of the what I did and who I wronged. So my Rasa is very similar to what everyone's saying. V'zeh hafresh yesh bein ha'oved me'av bein ha'oved me'ira. Ki ha'oved me'ava yesh lo ava v'dveikas al Hashem Yisbarach mitzar atzma. When a person comes back to Hashem, ava, so that attachment to Hashem, he can say is what? Is something that he himself is creating. K'moshe yisbar ben esiv ha'ava ayein shah. Aval ha'oved me'ira ha'ira hazos mitzar Hashem Yisbarach. Lakach refu aso min Hashem Yisbarach lo mitzar ha'adam atzmo v'davar zeh yesh lahavid mod. Aral is saying as follows. When a person does tshuva me'ava and he's awakening a feeling, an inherent feeling of connection back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's fixing himself completely by coming to that right place within himself that he doesn't need. He's re configured himself to the point that he doesn't need Hashem to come now mibachutz to fix him. As opposed to tshuva me'ira, the only reason he's doing tshuva, again, whichever one of the various variations that you guys expressed, but it's the same yisod. When he's doing tshuva me'ira, he's focusing on the thing that he did wrong, or he's focusing on the potential punishment. It's all the fear of God, right, being imposed upon him. That he's afraid, of a melech who might punish him. He's afraid of a melech who might be angry at him. As opposed to Ava, that feeling of Ava is not afraid from, right? It's not love. Obviously the love will be reflected outwards, but it's coming from within himself. So that which is coming from within himself has the potential, has the ability to transform himself entirely. He doesn't need an outside doctor to then come and fix him. But if the only reason he's coming back to Hashem is that mibachutz, he's yarei min ha'melech, he's afraid of the king, which is good, that's appropriate, but again, that's coming from outside of himself. I'll read you a line from the Nesiv HaTorah in the 9th parak. In the Nesiv HaTorah in the 9th parak, Maral says, Ve'ein shayach ha'yira mitzad ha'chibur, rak mitzad shu nivdol me'akol, ve'ein lo shituf im zulasam. How does Yira versus again, Ava creates chibur. Ava creates attention, creates connection. Yira doesn't create connection. The Bachad Yitzchak, Rav Huttner, in one of the volumes says, when we talk about Ava, we talk about Avas Hashem. When we talk about Yira, we talk about Yira Hashem, but we often use the term Yira Shamayim. Notice that we never say Ahavas Shemayim. Isn't that interesting? Such an interesting ha'ar from Rav Hutner. We say Ahavas Hashem, and we say Yiras Hashem. We say Yiras Shemayim, but we never talk about Ahavas Shemayim. Why? Why do we use the word Yiras Shemayim and Ahavas Hashem? The answer is, because when it comes to Ahava, it's talking about Chibur, it's attachment to Hashem Himself. Yiras Shemayim, Yir by definition means that there's what? There's a separation. That's what Maharal is saying here, in this line from the Siva Torah. Ain't Shayach HaYira Mitzad HaChibur. Yir doesn't come from a place of connection. Yir comes from a place of separation. And therefore, when I talk about, right, when I talk about Yiras Shemayim, that just using the word Shemayim already creates a little bit of a buffer zone between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem. Ava, I can come to Avas Hashem. I can make contact with God. Yira, by definition, means that there's a little bit of a separation between us. And therefore, it's not Yiras Hashem. It's not, I mean, it can also be Yiras Hashem, but very often it's Yiras Shamayim. And it's never Avas Shamayim. Because Ava, by definition, means complete attachment. Very Chashuv Ha'ara. I think it's in the Sefer Zikaron volume from Rav, or maybe it's in the volume of the letters. I don't remember.
Is it also because you feel like Shamayim is more of like a faraway thing?
That's exactly what it is. I mean, Yira is creating that distance.
You don't feel like you're connected to Shemayim
much,
but you feel like you're connected to Hashem.
Right? Right. You're saying Shemayim itself is far away. And we say that every time we make a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem. Right? The Ata is saying you, I can call you to your face because I feel comfortable. Hashem is already the distancing. My brother always likes to quote from Rav Schwab. There's a beautiful piece from Rav Schwab. When Jews shuckle, that's also what we're doing. Rav Schwab says when we shuckle, it's Ava and Yira. I draw close, and then I pull back. And I draw close, and I pull back. And we're always striking that balance between wanting to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet reminding myself that Kod Devarai Ke'eshno Hashem. Hashem is a fire, and I pull back. Right? But it's a love-like fire, so I pull close to warm myself by the fire. So we're always striking that balance of Ava and Yira. Okay? So again, the person who comes to the Madriga of Ava, because it's internal, he's internally fixed himself, he doesn't need the doctor to fix him. But a person who comes to tshuva through Yira, says the Maharal, just like the Yira was inspired mibachut, outside of himself, was imposed upon him, so too, the healing process will also have to take place mibachut. The doctor, kiviyach, will have to fix him. Okay, v'chein ma she'amar achar kach, tshuvu banim shovavim erpa meshuvoseichem, demashva she'atshuva hi mitzad atzmo shel adam, v'chsiv ki anochi ba'alti bachem. The next line of the Gemara was what? The stira between, is Hashem banim, right? Or are we his banim, or is he our baal, a master, and we're the eved? On the one hand, banim implies again something more internal, an internal connection of a parent to a child. On the other hand, you have the relationship between a master and an eved, where there's obviously going to be separation. The mashma hatshuva ena min ha'adam v'hi mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu shegorim lo bal karcho shiyashuv kamo sha'amar v'anochi ba'alti b'chem. Right. So again, is tshuva an internal movement, or is tshuva a response to something mibachutz? Klomar sha'bal moshel al isha u'machriach osa shetia tachtav v'lo teitzim rishuso. The same way that halacha reflects. Obviously, this is not Chas v'Shalom referring to a husband who's bullying his wife. But Allah reflects a reality that the man makes a kinyan on the woman, she enters into his reshus, it's his domain. So in that sense, he's Moshel al Yisha. He is superior to her in that regard. So which is, again, in the tshuva movements of the soul, is it an outside force that's being machriyami, that's holding me, that's pulling me into the reshus, or is it a movement within myself? What was the Gemara's answer? Lo kasha, ha mi'ava u'mi'ira, ha yidei yisurin. When it happens, again, through Ava or even through Yira, that's considered banim atem l'Hashem lokechem. If it happens through yisurin, that's like the master has to whip the servant to make sure that he behaves. Ki kasher Hashem yisbarach mevi yisurin ala adam, u'machmas yisurin chozer b'tshuva, u'vezeh nemar ki anochi ba'alti b'chem klomar, shumachriach oso l'tshuva al yidei yisurin. Okay, it's obvious, it's easy to understand that again, the Baal is the one who's forcing the servant to work, and often the servant's work comes through Yisurim, and therefore a person who comes to Tshuva through Yisurim has only achieved the level of relationship with Hashem like a master to a servant. Okay, let's go on. Says Maharal, a very beautiful thing now. These three Madregos of Tshuva correspond to the three Avos. Tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'yira, tshuva mitoch yesurim correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, actually in that order. So says Maral, in summation, we've learned so far there are three types of Bali Tshuva. Hamadrega al yona biyoser, sheim shavim me'ava. The highest level is a Jew returns mitoch av. Achar kach osam sheim shavim machmas yira, men Hashem yisbarach. Hamadrega shlishis, the third level, sheim shavim machmas yisurim. They're in a case of great difficulty. They're frightened. And that brings a person to tshuva. Like we find by Menashe. Like it says in Divrei Hayamim, Be'ez Hatzer Lo. At the moment that he was in tzara, he cried out to Hashem. Again, each of these represent different madregos in tshuva. These ideas are very deeply understood and need to be understood well. Ki elu gimel heim darchei hatshuva. That these three ways are the ways of tshuva. And look how they align with the avo, says the Maharal. Ha'echad, mitzad midas avram, shu midas ava. Avram, we know, of course, was chesed, is ava, the great lover of humanity. Dechsiv zera avram ohavi. We find ava used in conjunction with Avram Avinu and the Navi Yishai. Derech Hasheni, the second way to do tshuva, Midas Yitzchak. Yitzchak, of course, is Pachad, is Yira, is Gvura. Shu Midas HaYira, Dechsev, like it says in Parshas Vayetzei, Upachad Yitzchak Hayali. Yaakov reflects on his relationship to his father and his grandfather, and he refers to his father, Pachad Yitzchak, the fear, the awe of Yitzchak. Derech HaGimel, and the third way, is the Midah of Yaakov. Yaakov is the one who, of the three avos, was a Bal Yisurim. Yaakov had a lot of tzaras in his life. First it was Esav, then it was Lavan, right? Then it was the sale of Yosef, then it was Dina. Tremendous, tremendous difficulties. Yaakov, of course, being a microcosm of Klal Yisrael, had to undergo those four things that I just mentioned. The same way Klal Yisrael would endure four exiles. Maral elsewhere talks about that. And the four things that, again, that Yaakov went through. First Esav, then Lavan, then the sale of Yosef, and the rape of Dina correspond to four different aspects of Galus. And since we carry the name of Yaakov more than we carry the name of Avram Yitzchak, that means Klal Yisrael are going to have to endure a lot of Yisurim until they come to Tikkun. But again, Yaakov is the one who was noder beis tzara. He took a nether in a time of hardship. Tichsiv lakel ha'ona osi biyom tzarasi. Tichsiv yancha Hashem biyom tzara yisagevcha shem Elokei Yaakov. It doesn't say, "Velo shame elokei Avram." It doesn't say that when it talks about the Yancha Hashem biyom tzara, it doesn't say we invoke the name of Avram. Avram is Avram. Yitzchak is Yira. Yaakov is the one who suffers. But Amru beMedrash, the Medrash says, "Kedamri inchi misha ana beisara lavicha hu yana gamkin oscha beisara." The one who answered your father in a time of hardship should answer you in a time of hardship. Kach misha ana liYaakov beisara. So the one who answered Yaakov in his time of tzara, Tichziv, Lakel, Ahono, Si, Biyom, Tzara, Si, Yano, Si, Gamkein, should respond to the children of Yaakov in the same way. Elu, Gimel, Darche, Tshuva, V'yesh, Lahavino, Sam. These are the three ways to Tshuva, and they need to be understood well. Okay, let's just do a drop more. We'll just start the next paragraph. Another Maimer Chazal from that same Gemara. Okay, we'll just start it for a little bit, and then we'll stop. V'perek Yom HaKippurim, Amar Rabbi Levi. Gedola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakavod. So great is tshuva that it reaches mamish up to the kisei hakavod. Shenamar tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. You can come all the way to Hashem's throne. Rabbi Yochanan amar ad velo ad bechlal. Up to the throne, but not quite onto the throne. Right? Up to, but not including the throne. What's this machlokas? Says the Gemara, Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that when tshuva reaches the kisei hakavod, it's up to but not including the kisei hakavod? It doesn't quite make it to the kisei hakavod. Va'amar gedola tshuva shedoches lo saasei shevetoro. Rabbi Yochanan, aren't you the one who holds that tshuva has the ability to push aside a lo saasei of the Torah? Meaning what? That tshuva has the ability to push its way past Torah. Well, the madrega of Torah is one and the same with kisei hakavod. Because Kisei HaKavod is our understanding of the place where Hashem is holding. And like the Maharal writes elsewhere in the Nesiv HaTorah in Perek Dalet, Ein davar shu karov el Hashem yisbarach kamo HaTorah. There's nothing as close to Hashem as the Torah itself. So therefore the Gemara asked the question. We had a pasuk, Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Says the Gemara, Tshuva is so great it gets you to the Kisei HaKavod. Rabbi Yochanan says, nah, up to but not including Kisei HaKavod. For Rabbi Yochanan, if Tshuva can push away Torah, if Tshuva can override Torah, as a quote of Pasuk in Yirmiyah in a second, so if Tshuva can make contact with Torah, it means it can make contact with Hashem. It means Ara Kisei HaKavod, Mamish Ara Kisei HaKavod. Shinamar, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Hey, Nishalach Isha Zisho, Va'alcha Meito, Va'aitzel Isha Acher, V'shov Elayin, O Hashem. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says that you can have this woman who leaves her husband and she goes to be by another man and then she returns. The same way that Klal Yisrael can go. We can stray from Hashem. We can be sent away. Right? We can take on all sorts of other foreign types of relationships and then we come back to Hashem. So if you have such a notion that Tshuva is such a kalach to come back to Hashem in such a real way, so what do you mean ad v'lo ad bichlal, up to but not including? Seems like it's up to and including. Answers the Gemara, Lo kasha habiyachid habitzimur. Tshuva done by an individual comes up to the throne, but not included. Tshuva done by tzibur, can mamish go all the way. Says the Mahara, Yesh lecha ledas inyan tshuva, shushav al Hashem yisbarach, u'misalek atzo menachit. We need to understand how tshuva works again. How tshuva is a return to Hashem and a distancing from one's sins. Hatshuva azosi efshar rak asher yesh lo apshitas menachet lagami. Maral introduces a new idea now. We saw it a little bit in the first paragraph, but he's gonna deepen it now. The idea that tshuva, says the Maral, efshar rak asher yesh lo apshitas menachet lagami. The way that a person comes to tshuva is through pshitas, is through simplicity. Simplicity from sin. Sin is complicated. Again, go back to the pasuk I told you earlier. Hashem made man yashar, v'heim bikshu cheshbonos rabin. We got crooked with all of our cheshbonos. Cheshbonos is not a bad thing. Thinking is a good thing. That was the opening line in Mishlei that we started this whole sefer with. Thinking is good, but thinking also has to be done with a certain simplicity. Because when a person gets into that world of cheshbonos, that's where you start to lose yourself. You lose your simplicity, and that's where chet kicks in. Chet comes about from Maharal writes elsewhere. Right, the Dvarim Gashmiyim, the more Gashmi something is, the more Murkav it is, the more it's made up of different components. The more spiritual something is, the more there's a oneness that permeates it. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. Chad. So therefore, if a person wants to get away from Averos, he has to return to a place of Pshitus. V'zesh Amar G'dolet Tshuva Shemagas at Kisei HaKavod, meaning, Ki Misham Ascholas HaVayim in Adam. Where did we come from? Where did we come from? So you can say, well, I was born in the following location. No. Your body's not you. What's the proof? It's going to turn to dirt one day. What's the part of you that's you? Your neshama is you. And where was your neshama taken from before we were sent to this world? Tachas Kisei HaKavod. And therefore what? It says the Maharal. Tshuva is so great that it brings one to Kisei HaKavod. Meaning it's bringing you back to your essential self. It's bringing you back to your starting point like we learned before. That's where your creation began. Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Ukvar amarnu ki atshuva hu shechozer al haschalaso. Vaschalas ha'adam in tachas kisei. Right, like Yonatan said, that's where a person came from. Ki mishama neshama chatzuva. That's where the neshama was etched out of, was hewn from. H-E-W-N. Carved out from. Vaatsham magia pshitus hazeh. And from there, a person acquires the pshitus, the essential self. I'm going to translate pshitus as essential. Right? Simple, but in a wholesome way. Ki atshuva azos hi apshitus hagabur. Because tshuva, again, is a return to the essential self, the simple self. V'lakach amar gedol atshuva shemegas at kisei hakavod. Good? So we understand the Maimar Chazal. U'mebnei she'efshar lomar ki apshitus hazeh magia ad Hashem yisbarach legamrei. V'lakach amar Rabbi Yochanan ad v'lo ad bichlal. Uparech v'amar Rabbi Yochanan gedol atshuva shedocha lo sase shabatorah. Hari megia tshuva lidchos haTorah. If tshuva can push aside Torah, if kein bevazi megia pshitus haTshuva ad madregas haTorah. If tshuva can overpower Torah, that means tshuva can certainly reach the level of Torah. If tshuva can reach the level of Torah, then it reaches the level of Hashem. Because, like I told you a second ago, the Maral Nesiv haTorah Perek Dalid Ein Davar Shukar Vel Hashem Yisbarach Kamo haTorah. Kuchibriuchu Yisrael Varei Sachadu. Exactly, Hashem is one with His Torah. The knowledge of Him that we achieve through the Torah is making contact with Him. The Baal Tanya, right? The Sefer Tanya, the fourth Torah. The Maimar Chazal. that Shimi just said, "Kuchiruchu Yisrael v'arayt zechadu." It's a Zohar in Parshas Achrimos. So if we can overpass, if tshuva can sometimes change Torah, so tshuva can certainly reach Torah. It can shape Torah, then it can certainly touch Torah. If it can touch Torah, then it's touching the Melech Malchei Melachim Kiviyachal. Hashem gave us the Torah to give us Himself. Anochi, Gemara says in Shabbos, Ana Nafshi Ksivas Yahavis. I wrote myself down and I gave it to you. So says the Gemara, asking on Rabbi Yochanan, if tshuva can overpower Torah to a degree, that we can have this husband and wife who've separated to come back together in a way that's normally not permissible, so then certainly tshuva can reach Torah. What did the Gemara answer? Mitaris lokasha b'yachid abit sivur. With this we conclude. Ki b'yachid ein apshitos kol kach. This is an important yisod in Maharal. You would think just the opposite. This is very tricky. Listen carefully. This is tricky. In Machshava, this is a little tricky. Ki b'yachid ein apshitos kol kach. By an individual, there's not necessarily a full attainment of pshitos. As a yachid, you can only get up to but not including kisei akapa. But when it's a tshuva of a tzibur, Hashem yitzad sheim rabim yesh lem pshitus yoser. When you have a lot of people, it's more simplistic. Really, I would think the opposite. When you have a tshuva of a tzibur, then Rabbi Yochanan agrees you can go all the way to Hashem. Why is a tzibur more pashut than a yachid? It's counterintuitive. What would you say? Maral says this all the time, by the way.
Strength in numbers.
Maral says that which is more... You say first, and then I'll tell you how he says it. I don't know.
The Rabbim, because when the Neshama is given, it's Chilka Kamima, so it's all from one place. So as it's given to individuals, it's different Balukim of that.
Okay, so you're saying on the level of Neshama, even though the Neshama... Right, is in all the different bodies now, right? But there's a certain klal, a tzibur, from which it really comes from. Okay, it's a good way to say it. Right? Essentially, what the Maharal is going to say, that anything that gets into a yachid, by definition, is a detail. As opposed to a tzibur, which is the big picture. It's right, that which is more klal yizdik, that which is more essential, right, that which touches the masses, even though again it seems to have more parts to it, more expressions to it, but because it takes the individuals with all their differences and kind of puts them together and calls it a tzibur, that in a sense is more pashur than the individual with his or her particular desires and needs. So the Maharal says, again, let's just read it inside and then Avi, I'll take your comment. Let's go back a line. I'm sorry. Ve'ilu tshuvas harabim asher mitzad shehem rabim yesh lem pshitus yoser. Maharal says anything that's shayach to the klal is more nivdal, is more sichli, and anything that's shayach to a prat, anything that's a detail, is by definition more gashmi. And therefore, when a person does tshuva b'tzibur, he's magia ad Hashem Yisbarach ad bad b'chlal. Concludes Maharal in the last line. Ve'yesh lecha lahavin dvarim elu ma'od ki Hashem Yisbarach hu Elokei Yisrael. Hashem, you are the God of Israel. You are the starting point of the Jewish people. You took our neshamas from tachas kisei kavod, and therefore, when I do tshuva as a tzibur, shadim chozer al aschalas, when I get back to my starting point, like Shimi said, where the neshamas were all part of a neshama kolelis of Klal Yisrael before it became mine and your individual neshamos, we come ad Hashem Yisbarach, shu aschalas ha'adam, which is the beginning of man. Hashem is the one who began this whole project. And therefore a person can actually come all the way back to the source, to the Elokei Yisrael, to the source. The Elo created the Alul, the creator who created the created being that we are. Okay, Maharal will continue tomorrow, Beit Hashem, with describing the connection between Tshuva and Gula. But again, we see the connection between Tshuva and Refuah. We see the ability for Tshuva to bring us back to our start. We see there are many Madregos within Tshuva. And Halavai, we should be Zocha to be like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Or maybe not so much like Yaakov. We don't need so many Yisurim. But we should achieve high levels of Tshuva to return to Hashem, not just like a servant to a master, but like a child to a father in heaven.